if any current research is going on, and if it's conducted in any comparable level of secrecy to the original MK Ultra, it's very deeply secret.
But one thing you said, though, it's going to be hard for Congress to act when they're so dadgum compromised. Let's just be honest.
So we hear about MK Ultra all day. Even Dr. Kinzer points out this is just a tiny piece of it.
There have been enormous advances in cyber technology, in artificial intelligence, in neuroscience. Covert agencies may have access now to tools for mind control that Sidney Gottlieb could not even have imagined.
To get somebody to blow up a bus full of children or a building full of innocent civilians, you have to grind it into their minds. You have to wash their brains and tell them there's a higher cause out there. It's religious, ethnic, racial, whatever. And for that higher cause, you can disregard all the normal rules of morality.
This is all under one umbrella because it all feeds into one each other, because the whole agenda, the whole goal was to conquer the human mind and the subconscious. Because if you can do that, you can basically control and rule the world and manipulate whatever scenarios you want.
One of the most famous testing sites was the Allen Memorial Institute, or the Ravenscrag, at McGill University in Montreal. These top secret experiments and procedures were led by Sidney Gottlieb, the United States spymaster and mad chemist who financed and developed, quote, techniques that would crush the human psyche to the point that it would admit anything.
Correspondence between West and Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, the architect of MKUltra. He announced that he had learned how to replace true memories with false memories in people without their knowledge. In other words, he clarified, it has been found to be feasible to take the memory of a definite event in the life of an individual and, through hypnotic suggestion, bring about the subsequent conscious recall to the effect that this event never actually took place, but that a different fictional event actually did occur. If West's report was accurate, this was not the failure agency officials described in 1977, quite the opposite. It was, in fact, the central ambition of the MKUltra operation, the means of gaining the ability to seize the control of a person's perceptions, memories, and ultimately their behavior.
The goal of Project Bluebird was to train subjects through hypnosis and behavior modification so that it would be impossible for enemies of the United States to extract vital information. The goal of Project Artichoke was to examine if a human is capable of attempting an assassination without hesitation. Methods used include hypnosis, forced substance addiction, and forced substance withdrawal. MKUltra, the final evolution of its 1940s predecessors, employed a variety of techniques to influence the minds and brains of its subject.
I recently have a client who, at the age of 14, was recruited in the Long Beach area, and she was being taken to a Navy base, and they were, she can describe the path, describe everything very intrinsically, and talks about how they were putting her in CT scan machines, hooking her head up to wires, having her just think about processes, and they were capturing all this data. Next thing you know, she was being put on military aircraft and taking to overseas in the Middle East. And at a very young age, she was made into an assassin.
I was in D.C. about 6 years ago with a bunch of former top Navy SEALs in Delta Force. These are some of these guys are famous. And they said, I was talking about this. They go, listen, a couple of years ago, we were on a mission for months guarding this base in Africa, a U.S. base, where they had all these gifted children with all of this stuff. It was all classified, but it was all sorts of magnetic waves. They were implanting them with stuff. They were saying, yeah, that they had seen that. And so that's how widespread all of this is. And what you pioneered, what they admit now is, it's the chips and now the liquid chips and the nanotech. It's not just they're hitting them with waves. They have been filled with this. And they had a Donald Pleasanton was in a BBC show in the 60s.
We call these things surgical transmitters. One was fitted inside you when you went into the Charing Cross Hospital 3 years ago. Appendix, wasn't it?
Transmitter.
Globalists are collapsing worldwide, but they're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more. And they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All the success of my operation through the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and, of course, the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one free, ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free, bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free, Shilajit complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements, 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, limited edition, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
Since the beginning of time, since the first little girl ever existed, there have been dolls. But the dolls were always and forever baby dolls. The girls who played with them could only ever play at being mothers, which can be fun, at least for a while anyway. Ask your mother. This continued until...
she was freed by the CIA and Gloria Steinem to kill her baby, to hate men, and help collapse the human population forever. She had joined the eugenicists. She would help end humanity. She would hate the men. She would hate the children. She would be the CIA Terminator. She would be the ultimate Trojan horse. She would embrace Islam. She would embrace everything anti-human. She would destroy the West once and for all. The ultimate weapon. She would sacrifice her children to Molech with extreme prejudice and pleasure. And she would be hailed by Satan as the sword that severed the head of humanity. Stay in attack formation. I'm on the leader. Several fighters have broken off from the main group. Come with me. I'm on the leader. Impressive. Most impressive. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. We're into hour number two. Oh, and I'm on a roll today. We got so much more news and information to cover as we reawaken humanity to the globalist death cult and rekindle the fires of human will and our survival instinct to not just survive, but thrive. All right, start your engines. We're going to turn on the phone system, and we're going to take your calls in the first round, first-time callers, on the July 4th celebrations, the left openly demonizing, and haven't really got to that yet. Into all the global developments, the communist, American socialist winning all the major primaries, the incredible footage we showed last hour of women worth hundreds of millions of dollars saying women have no rights in America, and women saying that men out jackhammering the street are there to harass women and they can't hate the industrial civilization. And for the third week in a row, all over the Western world, Islamicists in all the major cities chanting, Allah Akbar, we are putting you under Sharia law. We are capturing you. We are taking over. It's insane. But we're exposing. We'll also look at inflation. Wall Street Journal article. Also The Atlantic running it. The age of the trillionaire. Oh, Elon Musk is so evil. He has $1 trillion. It's the age of hyperinflation. $1 trillion is now like $1 billion. And it's the stock in these companies. Elon Musk puts everything. I'm not just a defender and apologist for Elon Musk. But when they sit there and say, oh, this guy owns all these big companies that employ millions of people. Oh, it's terrible. He has all this money. That's the stock valuation. and the inflation is being hidden in the stocks. We'll be getting to that as well. Big developments on Netanyahu. As of this morning, they still hadn't said he was coming. They say sometime this week. Let's look. Have they announced it yet? When is Netanyahu coming to the U.S. for like the 18th time since Trump got back in? Trump came out over the weekend on Truth Social and said, remember, I'm the boss. Why does he have to say that? Because Netanyahu's been saying he's the boss and bragging he got us into this war. And when you criticize it, you're called a traitor. You're called Hitler, as if that does anything. Newsflash, Israel, you're the most unpopular country in the world with that type of rhetoric. Even Trump has said that to you. Stop it. I'm not a fan of the mullahs, but the Pentagon assessment was they would not fall. 92% chance they'd close the strait and ruin the economy and more. Nope, no date has been finalized, but he's the boss. He said, Friday, I'm coming next week, but I guess he'll tell us when he shows up. But I wanted to show you a particularly nasty person I've only ever talked about once. That was yesterday. I've known who he was for years. The guy reaches millions of people a day. He is anti-Islam. He's pro-Islam. He is pro-Trump. He's anti-Trump. He's pro-lockdown. He's against the lockdown. And he'll flip-flop from day to day whatever group he's with. But here he is in New York, one of the Allah Akbar events, where we got a bunch of video chanting, we're taking over Sharia law. He joins in, hops around, and screams and says it. But he's not a U.S. citizen, and his ass needs to be deported. Elon Musk agreed with me and said yes and boosted my post on this yesterday. Deport him now. Sneeko declares New York an Islamic state. Islam will be in every household. Inshallah, the whole world will become Muslim. Well, that is the Quran. It is go read it. I've read it twice. It is a battle manual of how he took over Medina and then Mecca and how he promised the world. And he teaches them how to deceive, how to act friendly at first, then push people out of each town, then push them out of the country. This is Islam. Just like brain cancer, eat your brain, or lung cancer, eat your lungs, or, putting a shot down your mouth, pulling the trigger, when it's loaded, it'll blow your head off. This is what it does. So yes, I have a phobia of death. I mean, I'm ready for it. I don't want it. Never commit suicide. But I mean, I'm not happy about it. I get up to the edge of a cliff. I have a phobia. It's a natural instinct. Hey, don't go too far on the cliff. There's a famous place called the Window at Big Bend. You hike down 3 miles. It's this cleft in the rock. You're 4,000 feet up, 5,000 feet up, and you're right there on the edge with the wind blowing you, holding onto the sides. And man, do you feel alive when you're doing it? But you've got the willies in your stomach. The hair on the back of your neck stood up. You have a phobia for a reason. It's a rational fear. It's a good fear to have that. It is a wholesome fear to have that. Same thing. You see a black widow running across the floor in your house, and most people go, ooh, and jump back. I take my shoe off and splat it or go stomp on it, because I know it can kill me. Same thing with the brown recluse. Six, 7 years ago, my wife's out in the garage and she goes, there's a rattlesnake in there. There's a rattlesnake in there. And I go out in the garage and I go, well, you're right. It's a viper. It's a heat viper. It's in the rattlesnake general family. That's a big copperhead. It's like 4 feet long, and it was coiled up in the corner. And I had a gym in the garage, and I picked up a 30-pound weight and threw it about 10 feet perfectly at moments like that. Clicked my instincts on, and it perfectly descended and hit right on top of the snake. And as it saw it coming, it uncoiled and was about to run, and the weight hit perfectly on its head, splat blood. And, man, I had an exhilaration of a good hunter. As a good defense, I had an endorphin rush. Ooh, it wasn't that I killed something. It wasn't the blood splattered. It was that at a deep instinctive level, I had killed the snake. It was like I'd won the lottery. Oh, felt so good. About a year later, I'm out with my two daughters hiking on the golf course. Old rattlesnake is going along by the path, about another 4-footer. And I picked up a big limestone, honeycomb limestone rock, and I said, watch this. And I threw it about 15 feet perfectly and splat on the head. And my daughters went, Daddy! And when it's a snake or a spider, I never miss because it's defensive. I click into the mode. You think normally I can throw away 10 feet perfectly, splat the head? You think normally I can throw a rock perfectly and splat the head? No. It's the defender in me. And you have instincts, too, that you can turn on and you can hone. And Sneeko, I'm not calling for splatting his head, but culturally I'm calling for putting him nonviolently in an airplane like a cannon, a clown in a cannon at the circus, and shooting him out of it back to the Middle East with all of his other little compatriots. Bye-bye. You're here to conquer us. Guaranteed this horde of young Muslim men, the numbers are clear. 90% are on welfare. They all wear their track suits, lay around, deal drugs. I'm not saying he does, but, you know, the drill. Sex groom, all that crap. Because we're the coffer. We're the profane. We are the infidel. And we deserve to have done to us whatever they want. I can play you Palestinian TV where they're like, under Islam and we conquer Israel, all their women will be our sex slaves. And you should be happy your husband has sex slaves and we'll sell them into sex slavery because the Quran says they deserve it. And when we capture America, we will also put their women into sex slavery. All the grooming gangs, all of that is their religion. It is their plan. And then some will say, and I'll get to this in a moment, well, wait, then you're for blowing up Iran and you're for Israel. No. Israel and the U.S. and England have been caught funding Al-Qaeda, funding ISIS, funding Hamas, letting them attack, standing down 7.5 hours on October 7th on record. Even Netanyahu admits it but won't say who did it. Says after the war, we'll investigate. The army says it's him. He says it's the army. Sneeko was born in New York City in a family with Haitian and Filipino ancestry. I heard he's a foreigner and speaks French fluently. He moved to Miami, Florida, and converted to Islam. I heard he's a foreigner. Well, whatever. I think if somebody declares they're for a foreign religion and a foreign power here to overthrow the country, I think they ought to have their citizenship stripped, even if he is a citizen, and get his ass out of here. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, wasn't bragging about the snake stories. Those are true stories about my phobia of snakes. And it's more like a desire. I kill them. Now, if I see a rat snake or a garden snake, I'll pick it up and show the kids, sweet little, you know, it's a lizard without legs, and, you know, have fun with it and pet it and, you know, all the rest of it, and find a box turtle, feed a few strawberries, and let it go. I love reptiles, but not ones that got eyebrows. You know why they got those? Those are their infrared heat vipers for eating frogs and baby birds and mice and rats. When you see a viper, you know what to do with it. All right, well, I saw online he was a citizen. I was wrong to correct that. I still say deport his ass. And there are ways to actually claw back people that have become naturalized, but I guess if he's born here, we can't. Well, let's just know this. You're not conquering us, pal. He's so slimy. But I digress. Let's go ahead and go to Sneeko in New York over the weekend, and then let's go right into him over the years, flip-flopping on every major issue. The man is a sociopath. Here he is.
Takbir! Allahu Akbar! Oh, no! Oh, no! Fuck you! This is the Islamic Republic of New Yorkistan. Islam will be in every household. Inshallah, the whole world is Muslim. Welcome to Mamdani's New York. You see this city? You see how it looks? Inshallah, your city looks just like this, too.
We're coming for you. So why don't you move to Syria? Why don't you move to Iran? Why don't you move to Saudi Arabia? Why don't you move to Jordan? Why don't you move, to, if you really like Islam, to Somalia? Why don't you? Oh, because your Quran says you're here to capture us and take control of us. Let's go to his flip-flopping over the years.
Hello, man.
At this point, it's just too late to say that we can't be violent and that the protesting has to be completely peaceful. Because even when Kaepernick was kneeling, you were saying, or white people were saying, that it's too far, that this is the incorrect way to protest. I think that this radical protesting, if we're gonna steal, if we're gonna loot, if we're gonna burn stuff, if we're gonna commit crimes, it should be political. There should be an objective in mind. This whole system should be shut down. That systematic white oppression is so strong that it needs to be dismantled from the ground up. Hit them where it hurts. If you're gonna be violent, hit them where it hurts.
There are a bunch of other compilations of him flip-flopping on everything imaginable. I'm not going to spend more time on this guy, but that's what we're dealing with. Meanwhile, the scorching midterm election poll that shows a blue wave cresting over Republicans, and I've talked to Republican pollsters and the White House, and they say that House is going to get lost, maybe the Senate, and it's because of the economy, it's because of the war, it's because Trump softening on immigration is what's being perceived. Meanwhile, a zombie Congress is threatening Trump's agenda. They won't get anything he wants passed. It's just absolutely disgusting. Thune, all of them. It's incredible. Now, let's look at Israel and tie it into Islam. Israel just killed Esperanza in South Lebanon. She wasn't a combatant. She was a school principal. Israel dropped a bomb on her vehicle, murdering her husband and her housemate instantly. And they're killing members of the press. Just because the Muslims do that doesn't mean Israel can keep doing this stuff. It's pissing people off. Hamas begins dissolving Gaza government. They don't want an elected government. They don't want a peaceful government. They want to keep their dictatorship going. You're like, oh, good, Israel's going to take them out. Israel created Hamas. Netanyahu funded them, doubled their funding the year before on record, and then stood down on October 7th. See, they let the rattlesnake in so they'd have a pretext to come in. That's what's wrong. That's what's disgusting. That's what all these Christian Zionists won't respond to. That's what they won't deal with. Just in, ahead of a possible White House visit by Netanyahu, Trump says Netanyahu knows who the boss is. The president has to post that saying that because it's such a political issue. Unbelievable. President Trump repeatedly said Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu knows the boss is ahead of potential high-stakes meeting between the two leaders. Why does he even have to say that? We got all the death to America stuff, six-day funeral, starting July 4th for the killed Ayatollah. And I want to play some of that coming up. And I want to play this guy because I never clicked on his videos. And they're forcing this guy and these Christian Zionists into my feed. And look, he's got the Star of David around his neck. He says he's a Protestant. And his constant talk is, I'm against the Nazis. And I'm against the Islamicist, and I'm against the communist. Well, and everybody that is it for these wars, where we get 45 times the Muslims in the West, Europe, the United States, Canada, that we had before 9/11. I thought we were fighting them over there. They didn't come over here. We fight them over there. The UN builds them up. We let them in. See how that works? Republicans and Democrats. Trump's stopped a lot of that, but the neocons were the architects of this. So I'd like to have this guy on the show, and I'll tell him what I'm going to ask him. I'm going to go, okay, well, here's the Jerusalem Post and the Times of Israel. Israel created Hamas. Israel protected Hamas. Netanyahu doubled their funding. Okay, here's the West, and Israel helped with Turkey 2+ years ago, putting the head of al-Qaeda in over Syria, who then mass murdered the Christians. So don't sit there and say, oh, you're for Islam because you're against a war the Pentagon said would probably fail, which it did. What are we, 125, 126 days into the war now? See, these guys never talk about that. They have this false equivalency. Guys, pull up the definition of false equivalency. Type in just into Google or, you know, into Grok or whatever you want. What is the definition of false equivalency? Because that's what all this is. They're all in my feed on X and Rumble. On our official channels, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive, on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJ and Live. These guys constantly, oh, you're for the Muslims. Oh, you're on the Qatari payroll. I didn't get a $300 million plane from Qatar. I've never been to Qatar. I've got no money from Qatar. I didn't build the biggest U.S. military base in the world over there. A false equivalency or false equivalence is an informal fallacy in which an equivalence is drawn between two subjects based on flawed, faulty, or false reasoning. The fallacy is categorized as a fallacy of inconsistency. Colloquially, a false equivalence is often called comparing apples and oranges. And that's all these people do. I agree with Mark Levin, the mullahs are bad. I agree Islam's a cancer. And I don't agree that Israel and the U.S. and the U.K. are famous for funding all the radical Muslim groups and bringing them in to then have a crisis and then take our rights and stick TSA's hands down our pants and put us in body scanners while the borders were wide open. See it? So the Pentagon, the CIA, Mossad, MI6, Turkish intelligence, NATO, their eyeballs funding Islam. And these guys can't deal with that. They don't know how to respond to that. So listen to this guy. I forget his name. What's his name? Hilton. And I want to get him on the show. And I want to, you know, sit there just, and I'm not singling him out. This is, I've got to pick one guy to get on. He says, I'm a Christian Zionist at the start of his videos. And I sit there and you tell he's been to some ecumenical school. He's got this preacher voice he does and everything sounds like this. And he's there telling you that the woke Reich is in league with the Muslims and they are, and then the commies. Well, the commies are in league with that. And the establishment's in league with that. And Netanyahu's in league with that. And you got to understand that, but they won't respond. I'm going to nail this guy down on that. I'm telling him, I'm going to bring up, because he can't get his argument together even with a head start. Jake Hilton, forced into my feeds, never clicked on his stuff, just forced. I want to ask him too, oh, are you getting any of that $1.3 billion the Israelis spent the last year on U.S. influencers? Well, you talk about everybody else without evidence being on the payroll of foreign governments, pal? Let's go ahead and play a clip of him. Here he is.
Have you ever seen the movie Titanic? What am I saying? Of course you have. Who hasn't seen the movie Titanic? There's a scene in that movie that's been playing out.
Hit pause. I'm
going
to start this over. We got to go to break here in a minute. I need to give the number out. Let me do this. Let's put on screen the number to call in on any issues I've covered, any subjects you want to get into, but it's first-time callers the first round. Then after we take, you know, 10 calls or so, so we'll take calls the rest of the show with news, then it'll be a free-for-all for everybody. And if you agree and call in, disagree, we got a question, got a comment, all I want is a clean phone line. Tell us where you're calling from. Okay, and you don't have to say that. You can say your name's Jane Doe or Johnny, you know, Sixpack or, you know, whatever. Sally Soccer Mom, whatever. I think I'm combining the terms. I'd like to hear from you. The number is 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. You're outside the country, deal your country access code, the U.S. code, and then 512-266-0642. And if you disagree with me, tell us and you'll go to the head of the line. Okay? And you can talk about whatever you want. People always like try to get me to screen their calls live on air. They're saying, is it okay if I talk about this? Is it okay? But I'm not a regular talk radio show. We're TV on talk radio or talk radio on TV. You can say whatever you want. I'm not screening your call live on air. That's my pet peeve. Don't do it. I'm about to bash Israel. I know you're going to hang up on me because you work for the Jews. Do you realize how retarded you are? That's another thing. Because the Nazis are mad that I cover the Chi-Coms and the EU and big tech and Hollywood and the left and all of it. And don't just cover Israel all day. Though we talk about Israel a lot. Because now it's so front and center trying to take over the military-industrial complex in the current National Defense Authorization Act. Primarying all these members of Congress that don't follow their orders to a T. When they say jump, they say how high. Calling everybody Nazis, spending billions of dollars to brainwash and propaganda people. It's come out working with the Justice Department previously and currently to censor people. Oh, there's big news on that, too. Oh, my goodness. Motion asks FBI to force FBI disclosure of potential Twitter censorship payments. That came out in Congress, but they want the names. Yeah, this is still ongoing. The Justice Department said we're not allowing an investigation into the DOJ targeting Alex under Biden. And that was the current, you know, acting attorney general did that. Thanks a lot, Todd Blanche. So all I get's attacked. I don't get any foreign money like some of these people. So we'll come back and play this guy on the other side and more and take your calls. Massive transmission lined up. The war has just begun. I'm your host.
There has been a major full court press agenda to undermine this country, to make Americans think that it's the American Republic and our Constitution. It was the apple of the world's eye. Everybody wanted to come here to be part of this. That somehow it's why America is hated around the world. It's why we've lost our liberties and our freedoms. It's why you can work 80 hours a week and still can't pay your bills. No, it's the globalists. It's the private Federal Reserve. It's the whole UN WF kleptocrats that have been financing all of the radical anti-white, anti-America, anti-Christian, anti-capitalist garbage. And it's America that stands in the way of that. That's why with Cloward and Piven, they've been undermining it to destroy it. And so that's why with the 250th anniversary approaching in just a few days, it is so important to remember that they're trying to break your will. They're trying to demoralize you. But we're talking about the next leap in the information war with the truth against the liars. I'm here at AlexJonesLive.com headquarters. We've got our backup studio, new studios getting built. It's incredible. We're planning to go 20 hours a day live with even a late night show that's going to be incredible. But we need your support to do it, and you've been coming through with the support. That's why I want to give back to you on this 250th anniversary of our Constitutional Republic and celebrate it and know that its best days are to come if we take action, if we breathe life into it. And let Big Brother globalists know that they are in trouble. They've lost the faith of the public. Their own internal documents have leaked. They know they're in crisis. They know the Great Awakening's here. They thought their Great Reset and their COVID release would get us back in line, back in heel with their boot on our neck, but it didn't work. So, running this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through the 4th of July, we are offering the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Best-selling items. Buy one, get one free. Ultramethylene Blue, the very best. Bovine Colostrum, the very best. Shilajit, incredible. Booster Testosterone, all these natural peptides. These are private labels, the best brands in the country, discounted. And up to 60% off the other supplements and 50% off on apparel. Many of these are loss leaders, but I know those of you on the fence that haven't tried some of these products, once you try Ultramethylene Blue or Bovine Colostrum or our Methylene Red that's proprietary, you're going to be hooked. There's over a 90% order rate. And you know you're financing liberty and freedom, so you cannot lose. Also, 60% off Ultimate Chill with all these known herbs for natural, clean, calm, but you also stay focused at the same time. Ultimate Energy, supercharged energy. Methylene Red capsules that goes methylene blue, like a horse and carriage. MK Ultra, Brain Booster. Ultimate Power Freedom Mango is even better than Turbo Force. Similar formula, even stronger, full of super nutrients. In Mango, Freedom Mango, and Patriot Punch. You want a cooking beef tallow? We've got the highest quality right now for you as well. Superfood Green Powder, Tallow Balm, Mind Fuel Nootropic Energy Shot, Androgenic Mushroom Super Coffee. I forgot about that. It is simply amazing. It's all up to 60% off. Our Zeolites, 40% off. CMOS Gummies, Irish CMOS, 40% off. It goes on and on. So up to 60% off on the supplements. Buy one, get one free on all three of our top-selling supplements. 50% off on Patriot Apparel and more Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. July 3rd, July 4th, July 5th, flash sale, celebrating the birth and the continuation of this country past 250 years at thealexjonesstore.com, celebrating 250 years of America and 250 more. We are 1776. We're unstoppable together.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Down, get the hands up, girl. I see the devil crying, she's
We're loading the phones up with your calls right now. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Be sure to check out our news site. Back like the phoenix out of the ashes, alexjoneslive.com, with all the feeds, the video feeds, the live shows, the articles, the special reports, and more. The coordinates to share all the videos and live feeds, alexjoneslive.com. All right. Not trying to single this guy out. They just forced this guy, another Christian Zionist, into my feed. He's a self-described Christian Zionist. And if you don't do exactly what whoever's elected in Israel says, you're going to hell. And you're with the Muslims. But never anything about the CIA, Mossad, MI6, funding the radical jihadists, bringing him in, putting the head of al-Qaeda in charge of Syria, Israel creating Hamas. They don't want to talk about that. He's challenged to come on the show, though, and any of these other guys. And we'll do 50-50. I talk 3 minutes, they talk 3 minutes. But he won't be able to say anything back to me. I'll just show him documents, articles, admissions, and I'm going to say, what do you say about that?
We have the Muslims to deal with. They're the icebergs. We're the Titanic. We've got to kill all the Muslims or they're going to kill us.
Well, sorry, Russia and China have nuclear weapons, and so does Pakistan now, and so does Iran now, by the way. And we're going to have a nuclear war, and you think I like North Korea's leadership? They got a bunch of nuclear weapons. It will turn into a full nuclear war. She's like,
everyone's seen the Titanic, right? Of course you have. Well, we're up here on the iceberg, and it's coming up, and they're on the deck in the bridge of the ship calling down to the captain saying, sir, there's an iceberg, and the captain's not answering the phone.
You mean the hard line he's talking to him on? It's a cable running down to him, not a phone. And the iceberg is the CIA overthrowing pro-America Mohammad Mossadegh in 53, and then the Shah getting in and then allowing the mullahs to come in 79 that the CIA opened the door for, and then doing Iran-Contra behind the scenes with them for money, for weapons. And all of that and these weird backroom deals with the Islamicists. And also love how he singles out J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance is foolishly thinking you can work with the mullahs and be nice to them. They want to kill everybody. How dumb is J.D. Vance? J.D. Vance was the one who said don't do it, along with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Raisin Kane, and Tulsi Gabbard, and the head of counterterrorism center, Joe Kent. The iceberg was going to the war and them closing the Strait of Hormuz 125 days in. The iceberg was the mistake, and that Israel lied and said that they would fall in 4 days. We've already hit the iceberg, Billy boy. Mr. Jake Hilton, that's how he talks in his voice right there. I'm sure taught him in the seminary to sound officious.
He ought to take on a Pastor Hagee if you're going to be a true Zionist. Jesus was not the Messiah, but a Jewish rebel that the Jewish Sanhedrin dealt with wisely. Why don't you affect that voice? It would sound even more powerful. Why, if you're not for this war nuking Iran right now, you are the seed of Satan.
The Pentagon says 99% chance that goes to nuclear war within a day.
Silence! It's time for Armageddon. It's time to wear the Star of David as a Christian or you're going to hell. It doesn't matter if even the IDF told Trump, don't strike Iran, it's going to fail. The Mossad told him to do it, and so he did it. Netanyahu, our Lord and Savior.
What do you think is going to happen when Israel tries to take the whole Middle East, as the ambassador from Israel told Tucker Carlson 3 months ago? Mike Chipmunk Huckabee. They could take it all. Take it all. Have you wargamed that? Have you seen what the think tanks have said? Have you seen what the wargamers say?
No, you just go, look how dumb J.D. Vance is. He keeps trying to make a deal.
That's because he's the fall guy. Rubio, the neocon, the darling of Israel that you endorse.
Well, here will be our real new president. Trump stabbed us in the back. He even criticizes Trump. I mean, why is he talking to the mullahs nice? I mean, doesn't he know they're bad?
Yeah, he's trying to get out of this disastrous war. That was hitting the iceberg. So Vance was against it privately. That's been confirmed. Publicly, he backed the president because that's what he signed on to do and said he would do. And I don't blame him for that. I understand that's the position he's in. And then now he's left holding the bag that if the peace deal fails, it's his fault. He's not the one that took us there. Netanyahu and then Trump. So you sit there and you read off your script and you pontificate and repeat the same garbage over and over again, little piggy. And act all high and mighty when the iceberg is what Netanyahu got us to do. And now Trump's trying to save the ship, Mr. Know-it-all. And then he sees the big crowd of angry Iranians after 40-something years of sanction and all the bombings and everything. I'm not defending the mullahs that run it. I think it's a bad ideology. But the point is, there's millions of people out there at the funeral, and he's like, what a perfect opportunity. Sounds like he's got a little bit of sugar in the gas tank. Oh, what a great opportunity to kill them all. Let's bomb them. Hey, you go join the IDF, and you go fight. Oh, I'm sorry. The IDF said they're never doing a ground war. This guy and all the neocons are saying, let's have a ground war. Let's have a national draft. The guy that Israel primaried Massey for says institute the draft fully now for full war for Israel. I played the clips. So this guy, look how tough he is. I bet he's tough. Look at him. He needs to go join the IDF right now. Oh, sorry. The IDF says no ground war. Well, that's because they work for Qatar too, right? So these guys who sit there that went to their seminary and have a little mail-in diploma, I'm a man of God, a man of the cloth. And he's telling us that the Titanic is about to hit the iceberg. No, buddy, pal, it already did. And in the midterms, we're probably going to lose the House and Senate. That's a Titanic too. I mean, doesn't Trump know they want to kill us? Doesn't he know they're crazy? We dropped 7.6 million bombs on the Vietnamese over 15 years and we lost. We've dropped 40,000 bombs roughly on the Iranians. They're not going anywhere, buddy boy. You know how many troops the Pentagon said it would take to take Iran? Over a million. The casualties are estimated in the hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands of troops take the Strait of Hormuz. Do you know anything about that? Do you know about any of that? Threat escalation letters? No, you know how to read scripts. Trump's top speechwriter and the head of all his social media told Tucker 2 weeks ago that he was offered $20 million a year by Israel last year to push this war on Trump. That's illegal. That's buying off administration officials or attempting it. So we're already listing. The boat's already about to capsize. The Titanic's already about to break in two, big tough guy. Tell you what, you can go into Syria and you can go, if you got a bag of money in a backpack, and you can go and you can join the Kurds and you can go fight the Iranians. I am demanding that Jake Hilton get on an airplane and that he fly over to the Middle East and that he battle the Iranians. Oh, yeah, that wouldn't look bad, blowing up a million people at a funeral. That wouldn't turn the world against us even more. Oh, nuking them like Mark Levin's saying? All the studies have been done. The whole world turns against us. We're absolute pariahs. There's a global depression, probably a nuclear war. You don't know any of this stuff. You don't study this stuff. You just have your little seminary, your little degree of the Lord, and you wear your Star of David like a little baby Pastor Hagee. And you tell us about the Titanic. Go ahead and roll this guy.
Have you ever seen the movie Titanic?
Well, of course you have.
What am I saying? Of course you have. Who hasn't seen the movie
Titanic? Have you ever seen Liberace's Diamonds?
There's a scene in that movie that's been playing out in my head over and over and over again over this last week.
I love diamonds.
That's very applicable to the current state of the United States of America. But before I share that scene with you, let's first go to the funeral of the former Ayatollah of the Islamic regime of Iran, Ali Khamenei.
He cut the arrogance in this guy's voice with a knife.
Look at them. We should kill them all now. I'm so tough.
Now, Kosher, he gets it right, and he says, effing hell. Regime supporters at Khamenei's funeral, they're crying out, quote, no compromise, no surrender, only revenge. And J.D. Vance thinks you can make a deal with these people? Yeah. Other things that they were chanting at the funeral is, of course, death to America. And many of them were waving banners that literally said, kill Trump. But here we have President Donald Trump that's saying, these are the more moderates. They're very rational. Don't you worry
about
it. Stop
right there.
They're very.
That's Trump acting like the war's been a success and there was regime change. Of course, more radicals than were there are in power. And Trump was told, you kill the mullah, it makes them even more popular. But Israel got him to do it because they want to commit us to full war. And then you act like Trump doesn't know this.
You're so smart. Trump thinks they're our pals. Oh, God, I love Liberace. Let's go back to him.
National, and they're not radicalized at all. What the hell are you talking about? Whether it's Donald Trump or J.D. Vance or anyone else in the Trump administration that's saying these things, you think these guys are rational? You think these guys are not radicalized? They are as radicalized can possibly get. Their ideology hasn't changed, not one bit. They still call Israel the little Satan. They still call the United States of America the great Satan. They still chant death to Israel and death to America. They still have the desire to destroy us, and they're still going to do everything in their power to do that, to gain the weapons necessary to do that.
Pause.
Don't you worry.
I got 5 seconds. The real weapon they have, they're very shrewd. They invented chess, big man. That is the Persians. They have economic weapon called the Strait of Hormuz. And they've been very proportionate in how they've responded to the threat escalation ladder so far. And you're about to say, kill them all. Kill unarmed people at a funeral. You're not saying kill everyone. Of course you are. You're acting just like them. The difference is you actually haven't lived through what they've lived through. Let's go back to him.
Okay. They still have the desire to destroy us, and they're still going to do everything in their power to do that, to gain the weapons necessary to do that. Oh, but don't you worry, we can negotiate. No, I want the United States of America back where we didn't negotiate with terrorists, we killed terrorists. And you better believe that if I were in charge,
you better believe.
You think that I would have a missed opportunity
if I was
like
in
this,
charge.
Or just a wasted opportunity? You get half of the world's terrorists, demons, and death.
I got 10 seconds. If you were in charge, were you in the Boy Scouts or maybe the Cub Scouts? It's a good thing you aren't in charge. Because you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, let's kill the terrorists, like the head of Al-Qaeda we just put in charge of Syria? Or Israel founding Hamas again.
Oh, we used to kill terrorists. Oh, yeah, right. Sure,
When we took Afghanistan, we blew up a whole bunch of peaceful people that weren't even resisting and flew 35,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda in the airlift of evil. Look it up. Into Pakistan. Oh, you didn't know that intelligence agencies run the jihadis? Have you seen how many Muslims they shipped over here 45 times when we were here 26 years ago?
Oh, you didn't know that. You're so tough, though. You're very inspiring.
Let's go back to him.
Moab or any other type of
weaponry. Back it up 10 seconds. I want you to hear the whole thing. I'll kill them. Moab, big juicy bombs, big juicy sausages.
Oh, big bombs are big. Look what they look like. Oh, I like those big juicy bombs. Look what they look like. Big juicy, big kibasas.
Let's go back to him.
Or just a wasted opportunity, you get half of the world's terrorists, demons, and devils all gathered together in one place. Do you really think that I would miss that opportunity? No, I wouldn't. No, I would love to introduce them to Moab or any other type of weaponry that would finish the job very, very quickly. But getting to the scene in the movie Titanic that's been playing out in my head this last week. Just before the ship impacts the iceberg, you have the two individuals that are up in the mast lookout, and they're the ones that spot the iceberg first. They see the iceberg, and they go, oh my gosh, you know, iceberg. So they get on the phone. One of them gets on the phone, and he's calling down to the individuals at the helm, those that are actually in control of the ship, controlling the direction of the ship. And the phone is just ringing, and it's ringing, and ringing, and no one is picking up the phone. And the guy on the phone calling down to the helm says, pick up, you stupid bastards! Pick up! Finally! Someone at the helm or right there in the room of the helm, the main cabin, they pick up the phone and he's shouting, iceberg dead ahead. Oh, thank you. Hard to starboard. but it's too late. The ship starts to turn, but no, it's too late. It makes impact. It strikes that iceberg, and then an hour and a half, 2 hours later at most, the Titanic, all the way down to the bottom of the North Atlantic, right into the cold, black, icy depths of the Atlantic Ocean, dragging many of its passengers and crewmen down with it. And that is the United States of America right now. The United States of America is the Titanic. And the iceberg that is dead ahead is Islam. And it's not radical Islam. It's not extremist Islam. It's not fundamentalist Islam. It's not jihadist Islam. It's none of that. It's just Islam. Because there is no such thing as radical or extremist or terrorist or jihadist or fundamentalist Islam. It's just Islam. And it's dead ahead. And I feel like that individual that's up in the mast, that in the lookout, that sees it. And I'm on the phone trying to get a hold of the people at the control of this ship.
I'm the hero in the Disney movie. And no, we already hit the iceberg and now you want to hit another one. You want nuclear war. You want ground invasion. I've seen your channel. I've seen it. Oh, I'm sashaying around.
Here, let's go back to him.
Those at the helm, and I'm calling, and it's ringing, and no one is
war,
picking up.
Kill them,
and
go.
I'm saying, pick up, you stupid bastards.
Go to nuclear war. Pakistan will nuke Israel. Let's have a nuclear war.
Is that those in control of the direction of this ship will pick up the phone, and whether it's me on the other end of that phone or anyone else, because there are plenty of people, plenty of voices out
there that are
on the phone raising the alarm and seeing the iceberg dead ahead, my hope is that someone at the helm of this ship will pick up that phone in time to turn the United States of America away so that we don't impact that iceberg. Because if we don't actually course correct, but we keep on the current course that we're on, you better believe we're going to strike that iceberg, and the United States of America, like the Titanic, is going down into the icy cold blackness of death and destruction, and many of its citizens will be dragged down with it when the United States of America is turned into the Islamic states of Sharia frickin' law.
So the answer is...
Once again, right here.
That's enough of him. Shut him off. Very hard to watch. Now, I'm sorry for subjecting you to that, but you have to see the kind of stuff these people are doing. He doesn't know about the nuclear weapons. He doesn't know about Pakistan. He doesn't know about Russia and China. He doesn't know about any of this stuff. All he knows is that he can go Titanic, low. And when you see his other stuff and all of them, it's nuke them, war, bomb them. You saw that. Here's the thing. They wanted to break the record from going from the UK over to New York. And so the head of the company said, I want you to go through the ice fields. And the captain said, okay. So basically Trump has, to use the analogy, we haven't already hit the iceberg. They've taken us into the iceberg floats. They've taken us in to something that only icebreakers can go through. Okay. Now I'm saying turn around and go south and get out of this right now before we get into the ice fields. Long before we get to it, there's already been ships. There's already been people out there. They've already radioed back. We know that's there. Let's not go into the ice field. Well, we're already in the ice field. So you turn the son of a bitching boat around and go south and get out of it and forget trying to break speed records. That's how. And that means we end the war and we stop this right now. That's what the Pentagon's saying. That's what the experts are saying. We're 125 days into this, cowboy. And everything I said, Mr. Hilton, go back to March 1st in that three-hour Saturday show. Go watch me predict it all. And that we would get caught up in this, and that Trump would then wake up and try to end the war, and Israel would try to keep us in it, and that Israel would then try to exert domestic control to control foreign policy. I nailed all of it, okay? So you can talk about communists and Islam and woke right all day, and they're the threat. If you don't do what Israel says, you go to hell. And I get going to church on Wednesday night and baking pies with the old ladies. And you tell, you know, this guy, your piano lessons. I mean, he plays the piano for sure. I'm not putting down guys who play the piano, but you know what I'm talking about. I mean, this guy's effeminate to the maximum. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. But he talks about the Lord, and he wears the Star of David. It's disgusting. Not the Star of David's not disgusting. He probably doesn't even know what that is. The Seal of Solomon. He doesn't understand anything but how to act like a dick and get us all killed. All right, I'm going to stop. I'm going to go to your calls. We start the next hour. And I haven't gotten to the left attacking us on 4th of July and the Islamic Alliance and all the rest of it. But again, it is a false equivalent. I love his necklace. It's literally the Star of David in front of a cross, and you barely see the cross. It's like superimposed over. I am a Christian Zionist. All right, enough of that guy. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with your calls. So much news, so many clips, so much economic news, political news. It's all coming up. But listen to me. I don't get a check every month from the Israelis. Oh, believe me, I could get one. I've had the Israeli groups, you know, oh, come to Israel, blah, blah, blah. I don't even reach back out about it. Oh, we'll give you a tour. We'd like to work with you, blah, blah, blah. Over the years, it's happened many times. No thanks. Already got the offers from Fox News and had the offers before from the Democrats. Nope. Turned down $50 million. So I'm funded by listeners and viewers. If you like what I'm saying, if you think it's having a good effect, which it is, you want to stop the next pandemic, you want to stop the next war, you want to battle for real American values, you want to stop the Islamic invasion, then you share the articles and videos and support us at thealexjonesstore.com. Now listen, it's extended, and I saw the graphic at thealexjonesstore.com. We put that on screen, all those beautiful products. I saw it on Rumble earlier. It just showed, you know, the front page of thealexjonesstore.com with all the products lined up there. Just an awesome image. If we could show that, I meant to tell the crew that during the break. The supplements are all up to 60% off. You can buy one bottle of ultramethylene blue and get a bottle free. You can buy one bottle of the Shilajit and get one free. One bottle of the bovine colostrum and get one free. It is all there. But I got to tell you, I saw it on Harmon's computer earlier on Rumble. I meant to tell the crew, whoever made that image of all of our incredible supplements, they're all lined up. It says 250 mega sale. I just want to show the viewers that image. No matter how long it takes, we're going to get that image and we're going to show it to you. But the point is, the sale ends, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow at midnight. We've extended it 2 days. That's less than 36 hours right now. It's all there. All of these incredible products are at thealexjonesstore.com, and you are funding the tip of the spear in the face of the tyrants. And there is a limited edition America 250th coin. Got to B-roll that. And it is amazing. It has the Jerusalem cross on one side. The United States of America says it was Centennial 250. And on the other side, the American flag, the bald eagle, America 250, pure silver. There it is. Look at that. And we're going to sell out of these. We need your support. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And the coin is discounted even more if you're a VIP. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Whatever you do, share a lot of feet.
Alex Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best. And he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900 and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Manufacturers, miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3% to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion. at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation email. You can call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.